Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I know school is right around the corner. On Thursday morning, right around this time, we are going to have Jenny Lam on. She is Mayor Breed's Educational Policy Advisor and San Francisco Unified School District Board of Education Commissioner. So she's going to have some information for us on what's going to happen in the upcoming school year. I know that is a huge concern for anybody with school-age kids. And it sounds like it's going to happen from home. But we'll get that straight from the horse's mouth on Thursday.
The Radio Alice Report.
Darn it. Hold on. Let me pull up my sponsor. So many screens.
Okay, hit the button again.
I'm trying to take my time.
Let me know when you're ready. I'll just hit the button again.
Okay, go ahead.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Woo! All Natural Stone is open by appointment in Berkeley, San Jose, Burlingame,
and Dublin,
and online at allnaturalstone.com. If you're doing any kind of remodel, go to their website. You'll know where to do your shopping. All Natural Stone. They're excellent. .com, right. All right, here's what's happening. Dublin. So I want to mention this again because it falls almost out of the news cycle due to the fact that we have this one big worldwide issue.
Yeah.
We're all facing, but we do have a big election coming up in November.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so there's an article in today's Chronicle about the possibility of California being on the national ballot in the form of vice presidential candidate.
Oh.
So Kamala, but also Karen Bass are, and so there's an article in the New York Times about the possible running mates for vice president here. And the list is longer than you'd think, but Kamala's at the top being considered very seriously. They have a lot of serious candidates, though, as Elizabeth Warren is on the list of serious possibilities. Tammy Duckworth from Illinois. Susan Rice was one that I'd read recently, and she worked with President Obama, so that's someone that Biden knows well. Karen Bass from here in California also being considered. So I don't know what they're waiting for, why they haven't announced yet, but they
say
they're...
Yeah, it seems late, doesn't it?
It does. It seems like you want to get that ticket together and especially get both people out there. I don't know. Maybe one of the issues, we've joked about it, but it's not really funny that Biden is a gaffe machine.
Mm.
And so he's doing better by keeping his yap shut.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean that as a reason to not vote for him. I just mean that often the misspeak, it happens.
Too often it happens.
So it's one of those things that, we've seen him do through the years. I don't even think it is a negative, but it is something that happens. Anyone who public speaks.
Yeah, king of foot in the mouth and flop joke, just like a joke that lands with a thud and everyone goes, oh, God.
Right.
Did you really just say that?
Mm-hmm. So anyway, in the New York Times, though, I just pulled it up. It's a yesterday article, but there's a list of who is in the running to be Biden's vice presidential pick, and it lists all the female candidates and their possibilities. So if you're interested, you may want to read those, and I look forward to announcing it very soon. It makes no sense that we're still sitting here.
Agreed.
Wondering about it.
Well, this whole, it's just 2020 is such a weird year anyway. And you're right. Like, campaigning's just not happening. Like, normally there'd be rallies constantly and these people would be traveling all over the country drumming up support. And now it's like our whole lives are happening on screens in front of us.
Right. Right. Speaking of, if I could just get off that for one second. This isn't a pressure question. I'm not trying to get you to watch this show, but have you started Devs? Because I finished it finally.
And I
absolutely, the last scene was all good for me. Like I went, oh.
It ended
everything,
well.
Yeah, it ended
good.
Well.
It's what I wanted
to have happen. And so I was extremely happy with the last scene. I don't know where this show Devs is on Hulu. It's shot here in San Francisco, or for the most part, and also here in Santa Cruz, where I'm broadcasting from at the moment. So it interested me from that standpoint. The technology that they're talking about, I feel very weird about it because I don't know, is that just movie or television nonsense, or
is there sci-fi, or is it
somehow rooted in something they're working on right now, or anyway, it's far beyond my ability to understand what the hell they're doing, but I did enjoy it, and I liked the ending. All right, you haven't seen
good.
It. Yeah.
Oh, no, well, I haven't watched it.
You want a good ending, right?
If you yes.
Any show, whatever that was, 10 or 12 hours of your life, you'd like it to end with some 100%. Satisfaction.
You want it? Yes.
Yeah, Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Game of Thrones.
Friggin' Game of Thrones. Bran's the king. Come on. Spoiler alert. It's ridiculous. Most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
All right. This story is sort of for you, Sarah. Not really, but you'd mentioned that you hadn't put a bra on since
March 13th.
March.
All right.
And I think it was when Jane came on that she said, really?
Yeah.
Are you being for real?
Well, I'm not going anywhere. You know, I don't have one on now.
Whoa, you're wiggly.
All right.
So I don't know. I guess that was Jane's way of saying, no, I wear a bra.
Yeah, she wears a bra.
So, you know.
Well, you know, the girls with big ones, they got to wear those, you know?
I also think Jane, and she mentioned it when she was on, I think she likes that dress for success thing.
She says she is getting dressed still, you know?
Right, that's what I mean. I think she puts it on, and it makes her feel like she's doing her best work. And, you know, I mean, she always broadcasts with her lipstick and her boots and... And look,
it's Jane.
I have some nice things. I just can't bring myself to put them on. I don't know why anyone would. And in fact, frankly, I haven't put a pair of jeans or I don't even think actual pants since March.
Yeah.
You know, I put stuff on to go to work and I go into the office and I do my thing, but I'm not going into the office. So I'm wearing shorts as we speak.
My yoga pants are getting more action than they have in years.
Good.
I mean, that's all I wear now is just yoga pants.
Good for you. So, no bras for you, but what about deodorant? Because...
Oh, yes, deodorant. I shower every day, and I don't want to smell myself. I don't. And so, and not deodorant. I use antiperspirant because I just want it to be scentless.
Right.
The scentless apprentice.
Deodorant sales are way down during the pandemic. So, companies are reporting like, hey, nobody's buying.
Oh. Well, no, maybe nobody's showering, you know? Maybe that's it. They're just like, well, why would I? I'm alone.
Well, I'm surprised by that because I do think that if it's more important than ever if you are trapped in the house with people to respect them.
Vinny. Yeah.
And show them that you care enough to take care of your own hygiene so that everyone... sort of isn't offended by you when you come into the room or
they just stop coming into that room that you're in. And you're like, oh, I live alone in my own pigsty, my own filth.
Even as a married guy, I still feel like I need to impress her enough for her to want it. Yeah. So I do feel like I need to clean myself up and put on deodorant and sell that to her at some point.
It is actually sort of surprising that people would be using less deodorant now. Like it does seem like that's just part of being a clean person. I don't know. And that's a hard one to understand.
You're not going out into the world. Maybe you don't sweat or get stinky. I told you many times.
Maybe.
I dated a girl in my 20s that did not use deodorant and did not have smell and did not sweat.
Oh.
She just didn't use it. And I was weirdly fascinated by it. Like, sure. I would actually check her after we'd go to a club or something, and sure enough,
fresh as a daisy.
No
That's
sweat
unusual.
And no stink. I don't know how she could do it. You know, her feet were dirty as could be.
Yeah.
You know, she walked around barefoot everywhere. So, I mean, it's not like she was
particularly clean.
Like, yeah, she wasn't superhuman. I mean, it's just one of those things. She didn't need it and didn't use it. And
Yeah, pits get stinky, even if you're not all sweaty. Like, you just, there's like a, I don't know, it's like a skin contact on skin
right
thing that happens there. So I don't want that. And it's close to my face, you know? It's like, it's only, what 8 inches? It's just too, I have no interest in smelling my own armpits.
Right. As the odor police in my own life, I feel the same way. I've been known, and I'm sure someone out there has seen me do it, the old armpit check where it's like, oh man, I just did that without even thinking who might be looking at me. Jesus.
We all get it, Vinny. Everybody does.
Yeah, sure. You check
like
your own
picking
pits.
Your boogers. You don't want to do it in front of people, but you do
but
it.
But sometimes you forget and you do it. You know, it happens.
A Florida man has been charged with fraud and other criminal offenses after receiving $3.9 million in COVID-19 relief funds.
Oh.
And he immediately went out and bought a new Lamborghini, among other things.
What?
David Hines, 29, was arrested last Friday, and charged on Monday, according to a statement by the Department of Justice. Over $3 million has been seized from his bank accounts, along with the sports vehicle, they call it here.
So he...
He knows how to work the system. He knows how to fill out paperwork, apparently.
At 29, honest to God, it's his own fault. Like, if he had just not bought the Lamborghini, I'm sure everything would have been just fine.
They say he fraudulently applied for $13.5 million in Paycheck Protection Program loans.
Wow.
For a few of his companies.
Oh.
Something just changed. I don't know what, but there's an echo that just happened.
Oh, no.
PPP, of course, is part of the Coronavirus Aid Relief and Economic Security Act. It was enacted on March 29th to provide small businesses with forgivable loans if they can show that
they use them for the right reasons.
Right. Any money given to a company on behalf of the program is supposed to be used for rent or mortgage or costs or employee salaries and utilities. And
not
this
for
guy,
hot cars that get you laid, brah.
Right. This guy went in for it and got some dough. Got free money.
Mm.
So, they say the number of employees here either don't exist or there was just a fraction of what he reported he needed.
Good thing they looked into it before they sent the money. Hmm?
Right. They had to go get it from him. He was approved for funding and received $3.9 million. Just a few days after getting the money, he bought a Lamborghini for $318,000. They also say he bought lots of luxury items from stores and resorts. So,
oh boy,
he's been arrested. He was released on bond on Monday and is scheduled to be arraigned on October 14th. But there's where some of our money went to that guy and his Lamborghini.
That's right. Your American tax dollar at work, everyone.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Sarah, putting on deodorant has nothing to do with being clean. It's merely for everybody else.
Okay. Whatever. I don't remember what I said. Sorry.
I haven't worn a bra since March 20th or any regular clothes. I wear cover-ups all day. No undies,
cover-ups.
No bra.
Cover?
Nice.
What's it, just like a one-piece cover-up? What's that?
You know...
Or like a bikini cover-up.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's like one of those things you just throw on over a bikini cover-up. Like, or, you know, I mean...
A toga.
Sandy calls it a house coat, but, you know... You ever?
Wait,
your
sure, my
have
mom.
A house
my
coat?
Mom's a house coat lady. Yeah, mm-hmm, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's an old lady thing, but
cover up dresses pop right up, and those are what.
Just throw it on.
I just
over
throw it. It's like a lot. It's like a big ass T-shirt, right? I like it. I should get one of those.
Yeah.
Although I can't pull that crap off.
Why not?
I don't have
you're in your house with your family. Who's gonna say anything to you?
Well, as you know, I don't like my thighs touching either. So. Mm. Yeah. I just don't like that. I don't like. That's one of my main beefs with dresses. I hate my legs touching each other. You know, either gonna be some yoga pants in there or a pillow. You know, whatever. I don't.
510 says I have virtually no boobs, but I have to wear a bra. It bugs me when the high beams are on. Love you guys. You make my day.
You know, Michelle from the Fairmont. She turned me on to. I haven't bought these yet, but I'm definitely gonna do it when real life happens again.
Hi, Michelle.
These little nipple covers. They're like little silicone.
What did she give that to you for? It was
she gave
something.
It to me because I had a shirt on that I couldn't wear a bra with, and then it was like several people went, "Oh my god, your nipples!" And I was like,
"Was like
oh
a, was
my.
Like a flower petal type,
yeah, yeah,
like a band aid, yeah, those are
like cut." Yeah,
yeah. Those are to help, like, so the high beams don't come on.
Yeah, wait. So that you can just
it's
not be wearing
a
bra.
Thing. Yeah, it's yeah, even like the chicken cutlets too.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, mm-hmm. Those don't Vinny's stay. Those won't stay on. So, oh yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
So, did Michelle pull them right out of her top and hand them to you right there on the spot?
She did.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, that's so nice.
Right.
What a story.
I know, it was really nice of her. Actually,
wow.
I was very happy to receive the nipple covers. Put little lids on them. Just put that's lids cool. right on them. But I will say this. They made the whole area look kind of puffy. Like, I just thought, could I get a flatter one than that? Just something that would just, like, tamp the nipple down.
There's different ones, and there's different colors, too. Depending on, like, what tops. If you're wearing a white top, you want to go nude or, you know.
Right. You wouldn't want to wear your purple ones
exactly.
with your white top.
Yes.
Right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Send me some links, Nikki.
Yeah, I don't understand the problem with the nipple. I mean, they're perfectly natural and normal. What's the issue?
Yeah, I don't know. You just want them. You're going out. You're just like, oh, my eyes are up here, guys. Come on.
This is from the lady who said, you actually told me you used to pinch them before walking in a room.
Dude, when I was 19 years old and, you know, based my entire self-worth on whether or not my nipples were excited. I mean, come on. It was a different phase of life. These days, I'm like, the last thing I want anybody looking at is my nipples, because they're just going to be going, ugh, old lady with nipples? Gross. How about those
Get out of here. Mm. I'm out of time, like way out of time.
Oh,
what's
God.
Coming up in the trash?
And she's buying the stairway to heaven.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.